Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
Back in the day, if we had beef with some bitches, we had pulled up in that day. Still to this day, if I got beef with you bitches, I'm pulling up where you at. Wait till you see me for what? You bitches is broke. Y'all never be where I'm at. I'm fucking the boss. We not the same. I don't pop perks and get fucked in the trap. Bitches is fans. They dance to the songs. They hate on the low and throw shots in they raps. I'm mad that you fucking for love, but coming for me. Bitch, go lay back on your back. Let's keep it a grand. You're roadie and man. She ugly as shit with no teeth in the back. Sneak a villa ass bitch. You always in vans. You never got money for sex. You never got money for sex. All that shit be kept. All y'all bitches is rookie. All y'all bitches want beef with a bitch like me. But all y'all bitches is pussy. All y'all bitches gon' try again. And all y'all bitches gon' lie again. And all y'all bitches gon' act like it in my hood, but never slide again. I'm that bitch from the north side. Fucking on the niggas saying cross side. All my bitches, they right. If we got drama, then I'm driving.
Yeah. That's that ride, man. Fake bitch hero Rocky. Listen, man.
Shout out to Rocky.
Shout out to Rocky. But listen, back in the day, you didn't never pull up. You ran on me.
What?
You ran a couple times back in the day. You ain't slide. You ran. Back in the day, you slide. You slid away from the action that was going on.
Back in the day, you used to have a motherfucking polka dot shirt with a baggy slick jumper over top of it.
Back in the day, you was wearing wave cast with ICFs with the skirt on it. That's what you was doing. But I ain't gonna front. I did run on you back in the day. I ain't really run on you. When you got a little altercation with the guardian angel on Scepter, I didn't do nothing.
You didn't.
I didn't run back in the day.
No, you actually took his side. Cause
No, he was a fellow. Whoa. First of all, he was a fellow martial artist. So I had to just do my thing.
First of all, he wasn't no fellow martial artist.
He was a martial artist.
He was a fellow nut ass nigga.
No, he wasn't. You shouldn't have been smoking on Scepter. But welcome to $1 million worth of game, man. Yeah. I'm Wallo 267. This is Gilly the Nut. We got now producer over here, Dev, aka Dev Nasty. That's another story. But listen, the whole thing is this: use a nut.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
But listen, we want to get straight into something. What happened is, you know, this weekend it was crazy. Gil popped a Red Ranger, I got somebody to co-sign that. Dev was going to co-sign. Gil popped a Red Ranger. He thought he was going to tighten Tootie up. He thought he was going to give Tootie a tune-up. It didn't go right. The car is still... It needed oil change. A lot of things is not... He thought he was going to... I'm going to clean her pipes. I'm going to give her an oil change. No. It didn't go like that. So what happened is, after he popped the Red Ranger, his piece is already done. His piece done. He thought, you know, because a lot of times, if you don't know what a Red Ranger on, it's a pipe stretcher. What it's supposed to do is stretch your pipe, and it's supposed to give you, like, you know, a durable pipe. And what happened was... It just didn't turn out right for this guy. Okay. And his pipe is dead. Now, you know what I mean? He got a hole in his pipe.
Okay.
And what happened was.
Now, we all know Wallow.
No. Don't. Excuse me, Dev. Did he pop a Red Ranger this week? Did he pop a Red Ranger? Did he pop a Red Ranger?
Why? Can I explain?
Come on, Dev. Throw him under the bus, please.
So listen, we all know Wallow got a book bag full of Red Rangers.
You're lying over. You planted on. I was ambushed.
So when we found the Red Rangers in his bag, I played around with him, and he said, "No, cuss real. Take one of these. I'm trying to tell you.
I never told you that. You're lying on me.
Can you tell your side of the story? Can I tell my side of the story?
I can't let you lie on me, though.
He said, are you lying on me?
Martial artists don't take drugs.
He said, cuz, I'm telling you, take these drugs. I'll be killing April with these drugs.
You're lying. No, martial artists don't. Listen, no, we don't use drugs. All natural.
So this was during Ramadan. So I'm like, So at the Ramadan, I forgot I had it. You know what I mean? But then the other day, I was like, oh, shit, me and Tootie is about to get busy. So I said, let me see what Wallow talking about. I popped it, and I called you the next day and told you those joints are bootleg puppies.
Dev, is he lying? Is he lying? Don't put me in none of this, man.
Those joints are bootleg puppies. You know why? Either they bootleg puppies my dick is unenhanceable. Like, it couldn't enhance this piece. Like, the guy, like, we you trying to take this piece?
Your piece went out on you. You too young for that.
Like, this piece already is enhanced all the way up. Like,
your piece went out.
Like, how you trying to enhance an enhanced piece already?
Your piece went out on you.
Like, so your piece went maybe dead. That's why and I felt call- like, maybe that's why I felt like this joint ain't do nothing. Because, like, I was expecting, after... You show, you still ready to go.
You popped and dropped.
Hold on.
You popped and dropped.
That's what I did. Right.
You was done.
So for me.
You was in and out like a robbery.
So for me, it's like, how good could the pills be?
He was in and out like a robbery.
If I put in a good 28 minutes
you ain't put no 28 minutes. Tootie said,
I put in 28 minutes every time.
Tootie said,
what did the pill do for me? It didn't do nothing for me.
If you off the Ranger, you should be good for like 2 hours.
I called Tootie one time. One time he was saying something.
God, like, the dick is enhanceable. One time, like, some niggas got unhanceable dicks.
I'm gonna say some stuff.
Wallow, you still.
I'm gonna say some stuff.
You still got the little boy piece.
You crazy? Okay.
God help you. They call me. God help you. God had to help you.
Listen,
you
man. I'm gonna just say this. I mean, when I was slinging it, and banging, they call me Elephant Man in these streets. I'm gonna just say
when
that.
You were slinging and banging. When you were slinging and banging.
Say no more, man.
They'll get caught up.
I'm in the crib. Him and Tootie arguing one day. So she washing the dishes. He tell me, yeah, well, mother, I ain't, you know what I mean? You know what it is. She like, could you just shut up? Yeah, I'm tired of hearing this, that, and third. Yeah, he gonna say, you don't say that when I be pipe laying, when I be laying that pipe, when I be doing boom, boom, boom. She said, nigga, you skeet and go to sleep. That's all she said. I said, damn. You skeet and go to sleep. I said, damn.
You know Tootie, you lying.
Listen, I was right there standing there.
Let me just tell you
I was making some moves and noodles. She was washing the dishes.
Let me just tell you something.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm the one and only nigga that ever turned Tootie sprinkler systems on in her life. See, you might not know about that because you ain't turned April sprinkler systems on.
I'm waterfall.
You like, you don't even know what the sprinkler system is.
Nah, I'm waterfall.
First of all, when I turn the sprinkler system on, I got to hold my neck up like this so it don't go in my mouth.
You know how I know you ain't doing your job? Because you talking about a sprinkler system. You never been listening. Listen, Dev, he's talking about a sprinkler system. He never been sent to the emergency. I almost drowned one time. The waterfall hit.
Let me ask you a question.
Sprinkler system.
How can you get some vagina and end up in an emergency room?
So to me,
no,
you didn't whip the pussy. The pussy whipped you.
No, what happened is
you ended up in an emergency room. The pussy ain't need no flu shot.
I almost drowned.
The pussy didn't need no antibiotics. The pussy didn't need none of that. You was in the pussy. You in there slaying all up in the hospital. Yeah, cuz it got me.
That ain't what happened.
But you try to convince me you beat the pussy up.
No, I'm
talking about all in the hospital.
No.
It had to be like that when you first came home from jail. Ain't no way.
No.
Time April gave him some, the nigga had to go to the hospital. His heart rate was that nigga shit was at 4,000 beats a minute.
I believe it.
That nigga was in there, I'm having a heart attack.
I ain't saying that. You lying to me. You lying to me, cuz.
They had to hook the nigga up to IVs, Gatorades. You lying on me. They shooting all types of shit up.
You lying on me. You lying on me, man.
They got a Gatorade IV right here. They giving the nigga water. They giving him Percocets to calm his heart down. First time he ever got high, he all in there getting all the IVs hooked up to him. And you want to try to convince me that you beat the pussy up?
Bro, I believe. Listen, bro. Out of jail.
Good pussy is his kryptonite. Because
when
Superman.
You out here like ramming and slamming, like you start losing sensitivity. Your sensitivity was all the way up. So I know you was instant skeet.
No, let me explain something
First
to you.
First of all,
when I was in prison, I used to listen.
Show and go?
I used to play handball every day in prison.
It's different.
I was shaking the dice every day. So I had to prep my piece.
Okay. Because
I knew I was coming out.
So you jerked off 20,000.
I prepped my piece. Now, I prep my piece.
How you prep your piece?
There's no way to do that. You was Cousin Skeeter when you came home.
No, listen. Let me explain something to you. Stories from the cell. We're going straight into this. What happened is this. Number one, I used to listen to party tapes every day. You know how people listen to raps? All the way up into 2015 in the state correctional institutions of Pennsylvania and prisons, we only had cassette tapes still. We didn't have the MP3s and all that came out later. We just started getting it. We had cassette tapes. Let me tell you something. So they had what you call a party tape. I was the king of the party tapes. A party tape is a tape with just the sound of a porn movie. Oh, my God. No. All that type of stuff. Yeah, girl. You know what it is. And all you hear is... So listen, I kept a party tape on.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to cut you off, but that's some... ultra.
I'm in jail.
Old head.
I'm in the jail. No.
Freak ass shit.
The old head's
ear
is
in the
tape. Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying.
Hold on. Had a tape of motherfuckers on there sounding like they fucking.
They took the audio from porn movies. We had a spot where we could have that done. We had to take the audio from a porn movie. So your home be like, yeah, man, it's that big booty girl part 5. Oh man, I ain't hear that Joan before. You know what I'm saying? So dig. I take that, listen to what I used to do. Only on my birthdays, I used to do this sometime. And that's when I didn't forget my birthday. My birthday this week, too. But listen, this the whole twist.
I used to treat myself. So you doing it this birthday?
No, I'm not doing it this birthday, but I did it. I used to make me exclusive, listen, peep this, a Fifi. You take two gloves, right? I used to steal a yellow glove. You know the yellow gloves from down, like the mop gloves that your people mop with? I used to steal the yellow gloves from the kitchen because I worked in the kitchen. I kept a couple of them under my mattress. That was for special occasions. I only think of you on two occasions. That type
What's
of movie.
That?
That's day and night.
And night,
yeah, I mean, that was in my mind. So listen, okay. Anytime I used to panic sometimes because sometimes I'd be making my bed and I lift my mattress up, I see them joints, I'm like, oh, I got to put them down because I know it'll take everything out of me. So I take the rubber gloves, right? You take two latex gloves, like the gloves you get from the nurse, you steal them out the nurse's office or whatever, or sometimes they have them to clean your cell with. Mm-hmm. You take them little latex gloves and you fill them up with hot water, right? You fill them up with hot water. You take two of them, right? And the yellow glove stretch. So you would take two gloves, fill it up with hot water, right? And you put them inside the yellow glove. So you got two gloves with warm water inside the yellow glove, right? Mm-hmm. And then you would take another yellow glove. Like sometimes it'll be down in there. It'll be down in there already. So you on the side of that yellow glove that's down in there, you have right here the two hot gloves with the water in it. And then you just pour the plastic over the side of it. And all you got to do, you take a towel, right? Get a towel, roll it. Be like this long, and you wrap it around the joints, right? And you squeeze the lotion inside of the one joint. Best thing that ever happened to me when I was in a joint. So you squeeze the lotion, right? You cue your tape up. Oh, my God. And you take that joint off to the races. Because, listen, it'd be warm. And then, listen, when you first crack it, you got to take, when you wrap the towel up, you got to, see, because you squeeze the towel. So now you got the Fifi up in there. You squeezing the towel, you got the Fifi. When you go and slide up in that joint and you crack the seal, you're like, boom, 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 going in 60 seconds. I was in and out like a robbery.
That's ingenuity like a motherfucker. I was in and out like a commending.
That was a Fifi, man. Stories from itself. But we took it to another level. Is that tape, that party tape. But the party tapes, I got out of control with the party tape because I used to be working out, doing stuff, running the yard. I got a party tape on. Oh, my God. I just all listen to party tapes was everything. That was like, because sometimes, because listen, I'm going to be straight up with you. Sometimes we get access, I'm not saying with locations. My man out here, Big Shan, if you're watching this, Big Shannon, you know what time it is because you used to have the DVD players. Shannon's home now. Shannon to come through. Somebody might slide through. You know them little skinny DVD
what if
players.
That man got a family. You just told that man family he was the king of smut.
No, that's my brother. He cool. He was cool. He was a part of the organization. He was a part of the club. Like he was one of the boys that I go to.
He was a part of El Smut Hotel.
Yeah, I'd be like yo. He'd be like, you know they got some new stuff. The boy on your block. Who? And 17 sound like he know the whole location, everything. He case it out. It's in the cell. It's under his bed. Going to his bed. He's wearing white sheet. Is there? I'm telling you, he's there. He was a legend. So Shannon coming, Big Shan, right? Big Shan would be like, yo, man, you know the DVD player over your block. I'm gonna make sure the ball pass. So I'm like, yeah. I shoot right to the block. I don't care what I'm doing. Right to the block. Yo, my man, I gotta come get that. They had like a little portable DVD player, the small joints. Plug it right up to your TV. Give you a little selection. Like dudes are renting. Like say for instance, you'll rent it from somebody. You might rent it from somebody for two cartons, right? That's paper. But you might be renting out the dudes for like five packs, you know, for like an hour. So that's like a come up. Like you see one of them Jones, you fall out. You be done.
All right, listen, man, I'm tired of hearing about your jerk off stories.
No, I'm just saying, so I was prepped up and ready. But we're going to go right into this, man.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me a question.
Is it ever cool to send a woman slammer shots?
Whoa. What you mean? Are you slammer just taking pictures of like queuing up? Like you queue up?
Yes.
All him, just queue up and just send a shot?
Yes.
I never done it myself.
What?
What you talking about?
Come on, man.
Come on, Dev. He said it like I did something wrong.
So, Dev, let me ask you a question. So, you sent out slammer shots?
What, nigga? I was the king.
Hold on.
Because I'm the KOP, so you the KSS, king of slammer shots.
King of slammer.
Yeah. Man. You, hold on, how long you been with two?
20.
You never queued up and sent two.
So if you've been in there, but so this
never,
the thing.
I've never sent a woman in my life a dick pic.
So you
never queued
hold
up.
Hold on. So you've been with her since 99?
Yeah.
So if you been with her since 99, then you was like 7 years before, like, the dick pic boom. You feel me? Like in 2007.
Oh, it's a boom. Oh, whoa.
It's a boom.
It's a spike. Hold on.
It's
up,
a
man.
Boom. It's an era of time. You know what I mean? BDP.
Wait, hold on.
BDP before dick pic is an era. And then after dick pic. Cause you gotta think when the like smartphone popped off, that's when people start getting crazy with the slamming shots and everything
and
like that.
And when was this?
About 2007.
Well, let me just tell you something.
I don't know. I was in jail, so I don't count. I can't.
You was in jail 2007? Oh, yeah, you was. Yeah, you was. I'm tripping.
Yeah, you stupid.
You was.
Yeah, 2007.
You came to see me in jail 2000.
Hey, listen, though. If they would have had iPhones out in 1987, 1993...
You'd have sent them.
I wouldn't have sent no dick pics out, bro.
You would. Nigga, how I know you would have?
Okay,
you was a stripper.
Wait, hold on.
Cuz, listen.
Whoa. Listen.
That would have been legend.
Listen.
Because if we had that back then, you know how big we would have been? I probably never started Major Feet. You probably never would have rapped. We'd have just been like, you know how powerful it would have been if we could have just sent slammer shots out? Yeah, performing live tonight. Come through.
Facts.
Bam.
You was live what? Performing. You would have definitely
was
already,
But. It would have been hard because...
No, it wouldn't have.
That's
no, what, it
because
wouldn't.
My dick can't fit on a flyer. My dick couldn't fit on no flyer. Like,
nigga, listen, MySpace times, it was real dirty, like, man. MySpace was dirty with the dick pics, man.
Like you'd have just seen the bottom of the nuts and that's it, like it's some stem. You wouldn't do what it was. What is this, a tree? What is this? Hey, what are they having at the club?
Not on duty, man.
Yeah, I think you just missed the era because you was already in your situation.
See, my whole thing is, I would rather come deliver the dick
That makes sense, but you got to think like
you still got to advertise it. Yeah. Because back then we probably had a show in Vegas. We probably had a show tonight.
That's how I know he sent them when he came home.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. I said back. No, because it connected with back then. No, hold up.
There's definitely some phones out here with his dick.
No, listen. I'm going to just say this.
He definitely sent dick pics.
No, don't do that. Don't slam my name. Don't smut on my name. Listen, let me say some of this. You know how major we'd have been?
We can't wait to send a dick.
We probably had to put a chip in there.
He was sending them from jail. Probably because he had the phone already. Yeah. You was sending him from jail. Look, he caught. You was sending him.
Listen,
nigga.
Listen, I'm think about it.
His shit had the center block walls.
I'm gonna just say this.
That
no,
was his
no.
bucket list.
His shit had center block walls in the background.
He like
bars.
He was like, this when I get home, I gotta meet Bruce Leroy. I gotta send a dick pic.
Oh, whoa! You can't have them together like that. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's a little spicy. Wait, can. I gotta listen. Don't.
I gotta meet Bruce Leroy.
Come on, man.
I gotta keep Karate Earl name alive. I gotta send a bitch a dick pic. Like, yo, all these is on my bucket list.
No, come on,
things
man.
I got to do when I get home.
Yo, I thought it was crazy, too, but then Tracks put me on. Tracks put me on to the dick pussy.
I'm going to keep it all the way real.
How somebody else put you on?
Because my nigga Tracks, man, Don Michael Jr., that's what y'all know him as, he went on and put his dick up on MySpace.
Whoa, what the? What?
He did.
How and, you just gonna put your piece out there? Like,
yo, he did it, and then he got a crazy reaction in the inbox. Jones Holly, he hit me like, bro, it's popping. It's gonna be the wave. It's gonna be the wave. So I ran upstairs instantly. Nigga greased him up. Threw him, you know what I mean? And I blame my background. Shit was lit.
Listen.
Hold on, wait.
Listen, man.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, wait. Hold
he said he
I could have had my shit ashy on the so, motherfucking background drop on my MySpace.
Wait, hold on, bro. So you threw your dick up on MySpace?
Man, the whole background. This shit was crazy. Yo, it was crazy. But, yo.
Hey, let me tell you something.
I was getting flued out after that.
Yes, bro.
I'll give it real.
Niggas get his piece up on MySpace.
I didn't tell you piece.
Oh, my piece.
Hold on.
Because they had
I'm
to
just gonna say, I'm just going to say this. You and Don, what's his name? Don Corleone?
Don Michael Jr., man.
Don Michael
Tracks.
Jr.
Y'all out of pocket.
Tracks, right.
you know Tracks.
Right. Y'all niggas got a different kind of friendship.
I can't believe it.
Because if Wallow was like, yo, cuz, I just threw my dick up on the gram.
Who do that?
He was like, cuz, like, if Wallow was like, cuz, I just threw my dick up on the gram. I got the bitches going crazy. Going your dick up. I'd be like, you ain't my cousin no more. Stop fucking calling me. We ain't related no more, nigga. Did you just call me and tell me throw my dick up on the gram?
That's like, out of pocket.
Like, shit, y'all me, niggas is crazy.
That shit put me on a U.S. tour, nigga.
Yo, he went
y'all
crazy.
Y'all niggas is crazy. They did the throw your piece up challenge.
Yeah, everybody was doing it.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Who would you be?
I usually ask that.
Yeah, but I changed it around, nigga. I'm asking it now.
Yo, that was funny.
Danny DeVito. Tyler Perry or Charlie Sheen? Who would you be?
Tyler Perry got a lot of money.
All them niggas got some money. I got you. I got you being Danny DeVito.
Why would I be Danny DeVito? Why would I be Danny? Dirty Danny. Why would I be Danny?
Because I just said, like, who would you be? Who would you be if you had to be one of them? You had to pick. Because you don't get high, but you act like Charlie Sheen, but you don't snort that yeah when you don't get no pussy. So you couldn't be Charlie. I couldn't fuck Charlie Legacy up like now. And this is the pre-April stage. It's like you didn't get no pussy. Like when you were single and able to get pussy, like you ain't get no pussy. And Charlie's a maniac. Like,
but they both went raw though.
Yeah, he definitely goes raw. But Charlie got kids out here, right?
I don't know. I know he got something else.
Yeah, he got more than kids. I would be Tyler got that paper. I'd be Tyler.
More than kids. Yeah.
You know what? Because I definitely could picture you being Madea.
Hello. Oh my God.
Hello. I could definitely picture you being fucking Madea. Tyler Perry is the winner. Okay, let's get into some of $1 million worth of game.
$1 million worth of game.
Is it cool to be in a relationship with someone a friend of yours had casual sex with?
So you saying if your homie sprayed and slayed a chick, could you be in a... Oh, what's the problem with that?
So, because you know, Your approach is don't put your black robe on.
Yeah, I don't judge women.
Don't judge her. You know.
Don't judge her. Hug her.
Okay. So if you was involved with a woman who I slapped a dick clean off her fucking forehead, talk crazy to her. Oh, get the balls. Oh yeah, hold your tongue out. Yeah. Hold on, wait.
You try to sound like one of them tapes. Sound like one of them party tapes.
Yeah, let me shoot this in the roof of your mouth. Crazy glue. Like,
yeah, hold you on. Yeah. No, that's different. You my cousin.
Okay, one of your homies.
It depends.
He did the same thing. Yeah, hold on.
Oh, come on, man. How you know what he did? Nobody going to know all that.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to know all that. Like, why? I'm just saying, who's going to know all that? Like, listen, my whole thing is, if you feeling somebody, you better, don't miss your shot. Don't miss your shot because you worried
right,
about who was slaying and spraying.
Miss this shot. Don't miss your shot.
You worried about who was slaying and spraying, and nobody cares about that.
Somebody sprayed him.
I think that's an insecure move. I think that's we're dealing with top flight insecurity out here, and people is real insecure and they worrying about.
Oh, I'm insecure then.
I'm just saying. Who cares?
That's what you want to call.
Who cares?
You gotta look. I care.
Somebody slayed her. Somebody sprayed her. Who cares? Somebody you know.
I care. Let me just tell you something. If one of my homies slayed to, it's not. We can't. What are we doing? Like I can't wife you knowing that my man had his piece all wherever he wanted, man. My man just had his piece wherever he wanted, man. He could have slapped you in the face with the dick. He could have just, I'm that's just not for me. I'm not saying that if that's how you get down, that's how you get down. For me, I don't want, it's too many women out here for me to have my woman and my nigga Slater.
Well, we think about this.
Well, we just see things different.
You look at the
Slater.
Listen,
we see things different because I done it before. We see things different.
I get it. White people do it heavy.
Yeah, why do white boys got to have all the fun? Like, they don't even care about it. Like,
no, they
don't,
just nut-ass niggas.
No, and I'm not saying that's his problem.
That's
no,
all.
No,
they, why
I'm
the white saying, boys got to be nut-ass niggas? Just, oh, you was with Susie, now it's my turn. No, it's too many bitches out here.
No, we're not
going
to just categorize it like that, but I will say that people, like, I think
like
sometimes.
Entertainers is nut-ass niggas. Like, as an entertainer, I couldn't, is women in the game I couldn't fuck with. It's like, bitch, you fuck with Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Why I want to come be? No, I'd rather get a girl that don't nobody know.
You're extremely insecure.
No, that's just who I am.
I think your insecurities are sticking out right now.
I would rather, listen, you can't be mad at me for being the person that I am. I would rather get somebody that don't nobody know. I ain't got
somebody. Everybody knows somebody. Everybody knows somebody.
But look, also the time that he met his girl was different than right now. Right now it's wild out here, man. It's Instagram. Everybody know each other. It's too many overlapping situations.
Let me just say this. For me, you can have bodies on your resume. Ain't no woman out here squeaky clean. But the bodies ain't got to be niggas that I know. That's all. That's just how I feel.
But you know everybody, and they live where. If she live where you live, no. Now.
Well, that's why I got a woman that don't live where I live. She don't live in North Philadelphia.
Well, what about when you was crazy over Big Buck Keisha?
I was never crazy over a female who got laid and sprayed by my mans. That's not how I'm designed. I'm not designed to get. Oh, wait, hold on. You
lying like a little rug. Big Buck Keisha had him wide open, man. Had him wide open like a 24-hour 7-Eleven, man. He was wide open, man.
Okay,
this dude
first of all, he know we cousins. We a lot the same, but we built a lot different. He always been personal, Paulie.
He lying.
He always take all his bitches personal.
He lying.
He the type of nigga that got 11 main bitches.
He lying. Like,
he always took all his bitches personal. Even when he ain't had no girl, he ain't had no woman. He had, back in the day, he had bitches. All of them was his girl.
Hold on. How many personals you allowed to get, think?
No, he got all personal.
But could you get personals? Could you have personal?
No. Yeah, man. No. I had personals.
How many?
No.
I would have like four or five personals at once.
See, that's so that means y'all the same.
I mean, because if you had a lot,
then, to have one personal.
But if I got 20 and I'm like, look, y'all could rock with these 15, but these five right here, they go with me.
See, back in the damn,
he's a legend.
But see, back in the day, Wallo used to have all personals.
They go with me.
All personals. If he was the type of nigga, a bitch say he cute, they go together. Oh, you cute? Oh, he seems like you mine. You mine now.
He lied.
I'm telling you, that's what type of nigga
he lied.
A bitch give him a compliment. Oh, they go together. I'm like, dog, y'all don't go together. She's mine. I'm like, dog, you hella aggressive. Like,
you lying on me.
I ain't lying. You know that's the truth. That's why you got tears in your eye.
No, he lied.
Nigga hella aggressive. Like, okay, can I just, okay, one time back in the day, right?
Go ahead, lie on me.
We partying this chick, right?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Come on, man. Back come on, man.
Yeah, let's tell the truth. We partying this chick,
this
right?
Lie. He always making something up, listen, man. He lied. He ready to lie on me.
We partying this chick, right?
He ready to lie on me.
Now, you know he used to watch pornos since back in the day, right?
Nah, you ain't kissing, did you?
He lied. He's lying on me. He's making something up right now.
Yo, my nigga.
We ain't never partying that together. He's lying right now. He lied on me, man.
Back in the day.
I swear, he lied on me.
We ain't partying.
You lying on me, Gus. You're lying.
We ain't partying that.
You're lying on me. I'm just saying.
Watch him bust out laughing at anything I say.
He lied on me. I swear.
Gus, with a baby oil.
He lied. You lied on me. You lied. What is you talking about?
Hey, listen, tell you something. He was trying to crack bitches' cakes for since back in the day. I'm keeping it real. He hit her in the shitter way before me, even though he younger than me.
He lied.
He tried to crack a bitch cakes back in the day. She said, "Who were you doing, baby?"
He lied.
Old head bitch.
He lied. He lied. Old head bitch. You're lying on me.
Old head bitch. He tried to crack her cakes. She said, "Ooh, wait, what is you doing, baby?"
No, he lied.
She said, "Those is for special moments." He was like, "This isn't a special moment."
You lied.
This isn't a special moment.
Why are you lying on me, man? You lying on me. You can't see me up. I don't know what you're talking about, man. But back to this. What's the next question?
Let's go to the $1 million worth of game.
Oh, you lying? He lying on me, Dev.
Hey, listen, Dev.
You lying on me, Dev.
Dev.
You lying.
Tell me where the baby oil at. Tried to crack a bitch.
Where the baby oil at?
Where the baby oil at?
Nigga got too excited. Try to pop a trunk.
He tried to pop a bitch trunk. Hey, listen, all right. Let's get into the $1 million worth of game segment. Right. So this guy in my DM said he needs some game from me. He said, "Gilly, me and my nigga been cool for 3 years, and he got 4 kids and a wife that does her job. And more recently, I took my nigga to go to some bitch's house, and he ended up cheating. Now, when his wife found out he was cheating, she also found out that I was responsible for taking him. She's calling me, messaging me, saying that I'm unwelcome and it's fucked up for what I did. But I think they finna work it out. But in the end, I can't even go see my nigga no more. Because she has it out for me. What should I do, man?" Well, you fucked up, player.
You fucked all the way up.
You fucked up. And let me tell you something. When a woman's fed up, it ain't nothing you could do about it.
And she probably looked at you like you was a brother. And at least if he do be creeping, you ain't going to be around for that shit.
Right.
And you introducing to the creep.
Yeah, she ain't going to never have no love for you ever again. Because
she probably seen you like, you know, you come over, you got your plate all the time. That's my brother. That's my bro.
Right.
She probably hooked you up with a couple of girlfriends and all that. So the whole thing is like, oh, yeah, for real? You was with Crazy Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you do. That's how he is, Dave. You gonna go? You ain't had to be around that shit, at least. But you introduced him to the whole. Okay, because you know he told everything. He probably one of them soft boys. What happened?
Dave took me crazy, Dave. I didn't want to go. He was at the party. I smoked a couple J's, had a 40. I got a couple 40 in me. A shot of Thunderbird. And next thing you know, I was naked. I want to go.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that, unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
And you know what's so crazy is that y'all relationship gonna be fucked up from here on out. You just lost one of your best friends. Because at the end of the day, now you can't go around no more.
You got he got a lie. Now, you got a lie. And then he got a lie and say, baby, where you going? I'm going with Mike.
Right.
Crazy Dave gonna be there?
No, he ain't gonna be there.
He ain't gonna be there.
Right. So now he forced to pick between his woman and you, and his woman always gonna win out. But if I was you, I honestly get with her and I sit her down. And I talk to her. I'd be like, first and foremost, I want to apologize. You know, I let's get that out the way. I want to apologize. But the bottom line is, you can't hold me accountable for something your husband did. I could lead a horse to the water, but I can't make him drink. I could put food on a nigga plate, but I can't make him eat. You feel what I'm saying? I did not go in your man's drawers, pull his dick out, and stick it in the bitch.
No, don't do
that. He did that. You feel me? So at the end of the day, all I did was open up the club. I didn't tell a nigga to take
shoot
the club up, get a bunch of shots, lose his mind, and that motherfucker take his clothes off, be in there dancing with his shirt off. I didn't tell him to do all that. He did all of that. So at the end of the day, don't hold me accountable for some shit your man did. Maybe you need to step your motherfucking game up in the house, and then when he get out the motherfucking house, he wouldn't be acting like a goddamn animal. You know what I mean? See, the problem is you getting lazy around the house with them dick sucks. You giving them lazy dick sucks out. Now when a nigga get out, he don't know how to act.
And Crazy Dave came on the scene, yo.
Right.
You know I got big butt,
can't you? Mean, see, sometimes you gotta you gotta understand, even if she never take you back, you still helped your man out. Because now she going to step a dick suck game up because she's going to be in the back of her mind. Man, is that the reason why niggas acting crazy?
I had been slacking. I was a little wild. I was a little wild back in the day. I used to bless him in the car, bless him under the bar. I used to bless him under the stars.
Absolutely.
Whenever you wanted it. Now,
don't
get comfortable in your relationship.
Don't get comfortable.
Don't get comfortable.
Do not get comfortable in your fucking relationship. That be the problem. When a nigga first meets you, you know what I mean? A nigga could beat you whenever he want. Then y'all get that time in, and next thing you know, that nigga getting dick sucks once a week. That nigga get, first of all, nigga getting pussy once a week and getting dick sucks on his birthday and on Christmas.
That's hard.
Right. This nigga's out here that only get.
No, I don't think nobody going for that. I don't think nobody. Because
yes, it is.
Ain't nobody just getting.
Yes, it is.
This nigga's going for that.
This nigga's that's going for that.
BJ on your birthday and Christmas, that's it?
Yes. I got homies that's married that ain't got cheeks in 2 months.
But all right. But listen,
he got homies that's married that ain't got pussy in 60 days.
Whoa,
facts.
Whoa. But what if their religion don't permit them to celebrate Christmas? So they only get one a year? One BJ?
Oh man.
Or maybe if his woman feel like
ain't get no cheeks in two months.
Yeah, 60 days.
I know. You got like two dudes? The two homies that didn't get...
I know, yeah, multiple niggas. That's why the marriage shit looked terrible.
Let me just tell you, let me tell you how relationships work. Either you got an alpha male who like, or you got a nigga who just is in a relationship and he just go with the front. His woman snap out on him, his woman, anytime she get mad, all right, babe, calm down,
Then you got the one, style, sit your ass down, who you talking to?
Nigga, you lying like a
you
motherfucker,
sit your ass down.
I just saw you last week, hold on, babe, can I say something?
You never seen him.
Babe, can I say something?
He lying.
Babe, can I say something?
Listen,
you hear her
if anybody know,
lies, she like the...
If anybody
babe,
know...
Babe, can I say
know
something?
About Philadelphia Slim. He know who I am.
I know who the nigga you used to be.
He know who I am.
That nigga, you left that nigga in jail. April fucking, she run shit around here. I heard her on the other line. Said, nigga, I don't know what she was saying, but it was aggressive.
You ain't never hear no shit
and
like
you
that.
Was like, babe, can I say something? Babe, can I say something?
You heard me? Listen.
Babe, can I say something?
She you heard me something. Nike check her. That's all you heard.
And,
you hear
and
else.
She told the nigga, the one thing I did hear her tell you is, don't make me hurt my motherfucking hand, Wallace.
Wow.
Oh, that's the one thing I definitely
she
heard
told me that.
She told you that.
Now you gonna lie.
She gonna told you that, nigga.
Now you gonna lie.
She
that.
Told you, don't make her hurt her motherfucking hand, and then she called you by your real fucking name, Wallace. Don't make me hurt my motherfucking hand, Wallace.
He lying. No, she didn't say that. She said, look, we're gonna be straight up.
Don't make me hurt my motherfucking hand, Wallace.
No, she says.
I'm on my way home.
No. What
but
she
you
said
won't
was,
even let me say nothing. You won't even let me say nothing. I'm sitting there like, where the fuck is Philadelphia Slim at?
No, what she said is, we was going back and forth. He heard.
Where
this.
Is Philadelphia
he heard
Slim
this, and
at?
I put my thing there. What? Who the? That. I went into the joint. She said, listen, this shit ain't worth me using. She said, this ain't worth me bringing my gun out of retirement. I said, oh, baby, we ain't got to do that.
Yeah.
Why we got to change the sport? It ain't got to be about that, baby. Oh, listen, what I was saying was this. I think you misinterpreted. You know what? I think because of the volume and the loudness, you misinterpreted what I'm saying. And I think you might have took that. But that wasn't what I said. No, baby. Because when she started talking about gunplay, oh, that ain't my forte. We ain't got to do that.
When she started talking about gunplay, you run away, huh?
I said, oh, she talking about, listen, don't make me. I said, damn, oh, no, I ain't going for it. And that's what happened. He just amping it up.
No, I just know who run the relationship. I know who puts who in place.
All right, so what else you got there? What else, man? What else you got?
Let me ask you a question. Is it cool to check your partner's phone?
No. You do it.
You're fucking right. I got 2D passcode. I go on that motherfucker whenever I want
to. You go on their phone, my nigga? Do we? What?
Dog.
That's how he found out Memphis Bleak was going back and forth.
Yo, don't. I don't even want to.
Let me just say this, bro.
That's when
hold on, Mem Bleak.
Yeah, Mem Bleak.
Let me just say this. Do your woman got your passcode?
No.
You're a lying ass.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You look like you're lying.
Bro, I'm dead ass.
Do April got your passcode?
No comment. I don't have to comment that.
Why?
I think it's better to be a mystery.
What is this Mem Bleak?
What's Mem Bleak?
Mem Bleak.
That's 2D Crush. And he just took a picture with it. He
real life took a joint from me back in the day, man.
What? He got you too? He
really got me, though.
Why you don't want to tell us if April got the passcodes to your phones? Be a man about this shit.
Yeah, she do.
I know she do.
Gina got the passcodes of yours, too.
Gina would never touch this motherfucker.
Oh, that nigga lying. He lying. Yo, you know you lying. He is lying.
All right, she got the password, but we got each other's passwords.
All right, you lying.
So at the end of the day, it was absolutely positively cool to have your partner's passcode. You hear me?
Why, though?
Because I got one motherfucking rule. We live together, right? Why you gotta have a lock on your phone?
Maybe it's other people's business in there. Like, if my girl look at my phone, she gonna see, my conversations with my niggas, then they might be talking about something they doing.
Well, it don't matter. Wallow tell April everything anyway.
Oh,
see how he just tried to throw me under the bus.
Pillow talking ass nigga. Yeah.
He tried to throw me under the bus.
But see, if you do that, then your girl not gonna want you to be around certain niggas because you painted them out
to
be.
No, that's Gil. That's Gil Tootie.
Oh.
When I first came home, and I was in Philadelphia limo, he couldn't be with me like that. He couldn't be with me like that when I first came home. When I first came home, she's like, no, Wallow running around out here doing, he's slanging and banging.
Let me tell you something. That's the difference between niggas and me, man. My woman can't tell me who the fuck to be around.
He's a high power cow with a nut. Man? What does he tell me? He's a nut. When it comes to Tootie, he's a high power cow.
My woman don't tell me who
before.
To be around. Around such and such because they get all the bitches and that's on them.
Listen, when Tootie said what she said, I knew the level of respect she had for him. I knew the level of respect. All you do is ski and sleep. Get out of here, boy. I knew that she.
Let me tell you something.
She running stuff over there.
First of all, my woman will never be able to tell me who I could hang around. If they never disrespected you in any type of way, how you going to have say-so on who my friends is? I don't have no say-so on who her friends is.
But she could look through the phone.
Yeah, if she want.
But then she reading people business.
Well, at the end of the day.
Listen, I'm going to tell you
at
why.
At the end of the day, let me tell you something. Your woman's reading people's business, too.
Yeah.
Fuck you mean. You think out of all them days when you sit there and you go, 7743, she ain't seen that shit one time.
They master spies.
You got to watch what you text to Gil now, man, because Gil. Gina
knows. But this is the whole twist. But this is what happened. This is what got him hot. When I first came on, what got him hot is that girls was DMing Tootie about me. Could you hook me up with Wallo? Could you hook me? It was so many, and they was DMing him. Could you hook me up? They was like, oh, no, this is getting out of control. You can't go with Wallo.
First of all,
so he'd like, call me. He'd be like, yeah, I'm watching like, the game.
Wallo's,
I'm watching.
Ain't he like
I'm watching the playoffs. It ain't even that season. What the fuck?
I can't
come out of watching the playoffs.
Like, it don't matter. It's like a talented player who could win a bunch of championships, but don't go win them. Like you had all the talent, you could have been.
A shoulda, woulda, coulda, huh?
Yeah, you could have been.
Dev, he's lying.
You could have been killing these.
You like
bitches.
Al Bundy talking about the four touchdowns at Polk High.
Right,
that's what you did. Never went to the league.
Right, he could have been out here drowning them bitches in dick of sorrow. But you wasn't. You was out here talking about, I'm saving my peace. For the right one.
Hold on, so Tootie never told you that you couldn't hang with him?
No, fuck no. First of all, April told him, go hang with Gilly. Yeah, you know I mean? Get some of that game from your fucking
cousin.
How's
she going to tell you that? We was always, he's a nut. He's lying like a little rug. That's how goofy he is.
No, listen.
That didn't make sense.
No, listen.
We together. He's a lot. No, this dude's a nut.
After we got together, and you know, because... When he first got with April, he was all up April's ass. He ain't want to leave April. He ain't never wanted to be by her side. She was like, nigga, I got to go to work. I got shit I got to do.
He lying.
Go hang with your cousin and keep getting that game from him.
He lying.
You know what I mean? So I told him, I said, come on, cuz, you know what this is? He was like, what's that, your arm? I was like, no, nigga. This is a wing.
If you're in a relationship, forget all that. If you're in a relationship, is it cool?
I'm going to put you up under this wing, cuz.
Forget what he's talking about, because he's lying. He's lying like a little rug. If you're in a relationship, is it cool to be in contact with somebody you slept with?
Nah, man. Can't do it.
Huh, cuz?
No. That you slept with in the past?
He said that. Dude, he's watching. No.
No, you better not be in contact with nobody from the past.
Never slaying it and spraying it.
Why would you be with somebody in contact from the past? Your ex is your ex for a reason. Because you moved on to the next.
No, because people really want to know. Because they're in situations.
Do you contact your old bitches?
No.
Oh, it's that fast of shit.
For niggas, it's kind of more difficult, though.
Why?
Nah, because I'm just saying.
You tell him on
yourself.
I'm just saying.
He contacted his old bitches.
Nah, not at all. Look at Gil trying.
Dev, like you trying to get me hit in the head later with a lamp. Please.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, you know, we do business with a lot of people.
Business.
You know what I'm saying?
I like how you dressed in the business.
No, for real.
No, I was doing some business.
It's business, man.
No, she got a deal for me.
Man, everybody know who he is.
When she was naked in the studio, that was business.
Yo, see, and that's the reason. Look, the nigga like Gil is the reason why.
Gil's a snitch on
no,
us.
No,
he's a snitch.
Gil's the reason.
He would dry snitch on you.
Gil is the reason why a lot of bitches. My boys ain't allowed to come chill here.
Those are just pictures.
Because they girls be thinking like it's something crazy going on here.
I'll cover up the titty shots later on.
Titty shots.
I'll cover up the Gucci later on. Ain't nothing like a dev photo session.
Oh, whoa!
Oh, crack the legs open, ladies.
I need the light because the lightning is not good lightning. And you want the lightning because it texturizes your body. The lightning texturizes your body and it makes you pop on camera. Just spread your leg.
Yo,
that's crazy.
Come on, I need a little bit more arch in the back. There you go. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, this is the beauty. This is going on Vogue.
Oh, this is the shot. This is the one.
Vanity Fair.
This is the shot.
All this is,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You sound like one of the dudes for the movies.
Yo, why you give me that voice, though?
Oh, my God. No, crack him open. No, crack the legs a little bit more.
Listen, man, this is $1 million worth of
game. $1 million worth of game.
Listen, if you want some merch, make sure you go get some merch off of mworthofgame.com.
But more importantly, July 17th, we want to tell you something. We want to stop and take this moment, this little break.
July 17th?
July 27th.
Oh, all right.
I messed up too. Play this fuck up.
Let's see what the
July 27th, we bring it to you Philadelphia, the $1 million worth of game live.
Right.
Live.
Right.
We going in, I'm talking about, it's going to be live.
My birthday weekend, July 27th, is going down. $1 million worth of game live.
How old are you going to be?
Live on South
Street.
Let's
talk about that.
40.
How are you going to be 40? You lying. You lying.
I'll be 40.
Now let's talk about this. So
when I went to jail,
I was 17.
I was 20.
So
you was born in 79, and you know when I was born.
Oh.
3 years before you.
So you're going to be 44?
43.
43. Okay.
Yep. You and Tootie the same age, 40.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yep.
This is the whole thing.
This is the whole thing. You make the 40 club this Friday. So you lucky.
Oh, why you put my business out there?
You make the 40-40 club. Jay-Z. Hov, H to the is on, V to the is A.
So I'm going
to
be, so by the time they see this.
But Hov in the 50 club. Though.
But by the time I see this, I'll be 20 twice.
You be 20 twice.
You know what's crazy about being 20 twice?
No, well, fuck all that, man. This is $1 million worth of game, man. We wrapping up, man. You ready to talk about going to being 20 twice. Nigga, you're 40, nigga, once. Goofy ass nigga. This is $1 million worth of game.
What is he I'm talking Gilly about? I just King. Want to talk about, I'm just an emotional moment right now.
I'm Gilly the
it's
King.
My birthday this week.
This is Wallow 267, a.k.a. Grandmaster of all nut ass niggas.
Me. And this is $1 million worth of game.
And it's just like that.
Right.